niet gehad. Ja, het spijt mij ook. De fotografen die hier allemaal staan, die moeten na 6,5 minuut ongeveer weg. Want de duurst betaalde plaatsen, die kunnen niks zien. Dus,
The gentlemen will be envious and the ladies will be repelled. You will not like me now, and you will like me a good deal less as we go. Ladies, announcement. I am up for it. All the time. That is not a boast or an opinion. It is bone hard medical fact. I put it round, you know. And you will watch me putting it round and sigh for it. Don't. It is a deal of trouble for you, and you are better off watching and drawing your conclusions from a distance than you would be if I got my tarse up your petticoat. Gentlemen, do not despair. I am up for that as well, and the same warning applies. Still your cheesy erections till I've had my say, but later when you shag, and later you will shag, I shall expect it of you, and I will know if you have let me down. I wish you to shag with my homuncular image rattling in your gonads. Feel how it was for me, how it is for me, and ponder. Was that shudder the same shudder he sensed? Did he know something more profound? Or is there some wall of wretchedness that we all batter with our heads at that shining, live-long moment? That is it. That is my prologue. Nothing in rhyme. No protestations of modesty. You were not expecting that, I hope. I am John Wilmot, 2nd Earl of Rochester. And I do not want you to like me.
There must be an airport nearby. The shadows of airplanes up in the
sidewalk here is supposed to be watered. The water rushes down the sloping street as we walk up it. The wall beside us is a wall of water that feeds the stream. The water washes the wall. Come on, the sidewalk is covered with grating. We can walk on water here. See how the grating splits now as it goes downhill. Half the grating hugs the wall. As the sidewalk slopes under us, we're kept suspended up at the wall. Let's sit inside the wall, behind the waterfall. Duck, there's a searchlight sweeping over the wall. It's comforting to know that we're protected here. But no, we have no privacy here.
We sat down, and threw words around like weeds. Spoon was full of spill, Rolf puddled the floor, potatoes were feathers, and father sucked. A flock of swallows rose like words, and father sulked. Across the square, a flock of words clattered to the pavement. The boy who sucked his thumb had it severed with scissors because he sucked. The girl who made faces had her face frozen in a scowl. And Sufi, who played hot tights with matches, was burned to ashes. Under the high, proud trees, family sat down to supper, punctual as pepper. But father sulked, and words failed like candles. Then bones in the blood, your teeth.
Ich bin nicht mehr so gewachsen. Häufig ist es nicht gut. perished third on the mountain. Should we have?
Thank you. one day Herb took me and Peggy flying, and he said, there's this beautiful airport north of here in the desert. And we flew up there, beautiful day, landed just like the most perfect smooth landing. Herb is the only guy I know, the best driver in the world. Herb drove with both feet, and he would feather his stops and feather his starts, and he would accelerate at exactly the right moment in a turn. You never feel any tension. You are very relaxed. Everything is smooth, and you're not rocking to and fro or side to side. But anyway, it's beautiful. Herb's driving the same way he flies, so smooth, with perfect. And we came, we went out, and after we landed in the desert, you know, kind of walked around in the desert, and then flew back. When we landed in LA, it was night, and we were taxiing to the place where he was going to, you know, stop his plane. And he radioed to the tower, and the sound of his voice and the character of his voice, all the hair went up on my back of my neck, and I got goosebumps all over. And it occurred to me that Herb, in another life, was a long-distance space pilot. The way he said goodnight to the pilot of the tower, it was like he would have been flying for millions of years. It was the weirdest thing. The guy was a pilot, and it was very beautiful the way he said goodnight to the tower. It was incredible.
You're next.
I can't have it, man. You should have been here 2 minutes ago.
How about you? Anybody left?
Say, what's a nice joint like you doing in a girl like this?
How did you get in here?
Well, listen, honey. You called me. I didn't call you.
Wow. 音がおかしくなってきたなと思ったら、誰かがこっち見てて、つまみをいじくって
But now I'm glad that he's dead. And I'm glad that you killed him. But why me? Because since he first saw you, it was you he wanted and not me. But why did you ask me here? Because of him, and my own plans. Please, I must go home. I must go home tonight. Oh, Eugenie. I'm afraid that will not be possible.
Why not? Why not?
I have a bird of company, especially you.
And
amidst all those tears, a light so pure, so good, appearing before little Batman, and for the first time, without quite knowing why, brave. Little Batman reached up and she was touched. And she flew right out of that cave to a different world. And for the first time, she